The Department of Interior has concluded its expedited review of Shell's failed 2012 Arctic drilling campaign. As APRN's Peter Granitz reports, before resuming activity in the Arctic Ocean, the company must undergo a third-party review of its entire operation.
Secretary of the Interior Ken Salazar put it bluntly.
Shell screwed up in 2012.
And now the company must follow new orders from the government before it can operate in the Arctic Ocean. Shell must produce an integrated plan for future work. The company will have to detail each facet of Arctic drilling, from marine transport to emergency response to demobilization. The company also must allow an outside firm to review its Arctic practices. Bureau of Ocean Energy Management Director Tommy Beaudreau says the review will need to illustrate whether Shell is capable of overseeing the contractors it uses. He says the company continually failed to do so last year. Shell contracted Superior Energy, a company with a long history in the Gulf of Mexico, to design its underwater containment system.
Ultimately, Shell, working with Superior, was not able to bring that containment system online. They were not able to obtain Coast Guard certification for the vessel, and the deployment test of the system itself failed.
That's why the Interior Department only allowed Shell to drill pilot wells last summer. Beaudreau went on, saying Shell relied on contractors for emissions controls that could not meet government muster. That led to violations of EPA air permits. And most recently, the company relied on contractors to tow the Kulik, a rig that grounded New Year's Eve.
One of the recurring themes that we identified throughout the review was this failure on the part of Shell to oversee contractors that they relied on for critical components of their operation.
Before the company can resume any drilling, regardless of the depth, Beaudreau says it must prove the containment dome can operate correctly. Secretary Salazar says the government reacted appropriately to Shell's stumbles, that the various agencies within the Department of Interior successfully managed the setbacks.
We were very much in coordination with and keeping informed daily, including I was being informed daily, on the activities relating to the U.S. Coast Guard and the matters on oversight relating to the Arctic Challenger.
Shell Alaska spokesman Curtis Smith says the company does not know which firm will conduct the review, nor did he have an idea how long the review will take. The company still says Arctic drilling is possible next summer.
2014 is a possibility, but our future exploration plans offshore Alaska will depend on a number of factors, including, of course, the readiness of our rigs and our internal confidence that lessons learned from our 2012 drilling program have been fully incorporated.
Shell sent its rigs to Asia for repair and last month announced it's suspending its drilling program this coming summer. Conservation groups are disappointed. Michael Levine is senior counsel with Oceana. He says Shell should be held accountable, but that's only the first step.
It is also necessary for the Department of the Interior to look inward and fundamentally reassess how and why it allowed an unprepared company to operate in harsh and unforgiving waters in Alaska.
The Coast Guard is conducting its own review of the company. There is no time frame when that will be released. In Washington, D.C., I'm Peter Granitz.